The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. St. Luke's text today isn't a fish story. It's a story about the power of God's Word, a story about the Christian church, and a story about Jesus and God's grace. The preaching of Jesus comes first today. Everything else that happens is a result of His Word. The significance of the great catch of fish isn't found in the miracle itself, but in St. Peter's call to carry Christ's presence into the world. Jesus preached to the people by the lake, near the working fishermen. They had heard the word proclaimed all over Galilee. And at midday, when he's done teaching, Jesus tells Peter to cast his nets deep. Now, the fishermen knew that the best fishing was done at night. They knew that fish were caught in the shallows. Peter very easily could have said to Jesus, "Well, we've never done it that way before." He could have said, "Well, you really should do it my way." Or he could have said, "I don't care if you think that is God's way." But he didn't. He had heard the word of Jesus, and his response is different. "At your word, I will let down the nets." And then, the miracle. A catch of fish so great that the nets began to break and the boat was about to sink. So what's the difference? The difference is doing it God's way, not man's way, and trusting in God's promise of His grace. Contrary to St. Peter's expectation, there were fish in abundance, just not where he expected. So although the fishermen could have been excited about the large catch of fish, they were rightly in awe of the miracle, astonished at the power of God's word. St. Peter? He's terrified. "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He sounds almost like Isaiah standing before the altar of incense. "Woe to me, for I am lost." In both cases, though, God's grace is at work. The seraph, the flaming one, cleanses Isaiah's guilt with a coal, and Jesus calls Peter to a new life with the words, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men alive." So Peter and company learned a thing or two that day. They learned that it wouldn't be their skill, it wouldn't be their ingenuity, it wouldn't be their cleverness that would catch people for the kingdom of God. It would be the word of Jesus. Even though the fishing went badly, and even though they worked all night and caught nothing, the word of the Lord never returns empty. Simon and the Zebedees were net fishing. Net fishing is indiscriminate. It's inclusive. It's universal. Nets grab everything, the good and the bad. Trout, catfish, crabs, old shoes, you name it. You don't discriminate when you cast the net. You just haul it all in and sort it out later. And that's how the death and resurrection of Jesus works in this dark and sinful world. It plows through all of creation like a big net dragged through deep water. The big, broad net of Jesus' death and resurrection is cast into the darkest depths of corruption and sin, and it hauls up whoever gets caught. The good, the bad, the ugly. It's a bursting netload of sinners scooped up in the universal, all-embracing net of Jesus' death. He who drew all to himself in his death, who reconciled all things in his death on rocky, windswept Golgotha. One time Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a fishing net. He said that the kingdom is like a dragnet that catches everything. Only at the end, when the catch is hauled ashore in the resurrection, only then will the angels sort everything out. No sooner. So in a sense, the boat is still in the water, not on shore yet. The net of Jesus' death and resurrection has been cast. The task of those in the boat? To haul in what the Lord has already caught, much like Peter and James and John hauled in that catch that Jesus arranged for them. But don't forget about those fish. Two boatloads of fish dropped dead for Jesus to make a point. Fish don't voluntarily swim to their deaths. They tend to be pretty clever about avoiding nets. Or hooks. And so are you. You'll try any religion, any gimmick, any way to squirm away from what God wants to give you and what God wants for you, any way but getting caught in the one thing that saves you, in Jesus' own death and resurrection. God our Father sends His Son, born humbly and hidden in flesh, baptized as a sinner among sinners, tempted in the wilderness, rejected and killed by the religious and the political. And on the third day, he rises from the dead. And like a big net, he takes the whole world with him. He doesn't ask the fish, "Would you like to be caught? Would you like to be hauled out of your comfortable water? Would you like to die with me in my boat?" No, he just does it. And so he baptizes you, even before you realize the full implications of what baptism is or means. He's got you. You're netted. You're buried in the death of Jesus. You're raised in His resurrection. You're glorified in Him. He speaks the words of forgiveness into your ears. He gives you His own body and blood. So like St. Peter and the Zebedee brothers, you've got to put reason on the shelf. And you've got to take Jesus at His word and trust Him. His word is certain. Because He's the one who died and rose again. So ever so slowly, you begin to realize then that you are caught up in a love so deep and so wide and so great that you wouldn't want to be anywhere else but in Jesus. You're caught in the net of Jesus' death and resurrection, and it brings you forgiveness and life and salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.